WildTalkRadio.com.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
Oh, yes!
Featuring Sir Rockin.
It's just a man! What the Rock is cooking!
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya!
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is the Raw Post Show, presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We're on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeehaw, y'all.
With one final stop this Saturday at the Elimination Chamber. I'm Sorokin, that's Lindsay Ward.
Hattie. We are indeed on the road to WrestleMania, and we have to make a stop at the Elimination Chamber before we get there, and things are definitely getting a little crazy.
What?
Just a tad.
What?
Don't.
What do you mean?
Don't spread rumors.
We're spreading rumors. We're going to spread rumors.
Well, then you do it.
Going to do it. Reggie and Dana aren't hooking up. Sorry, we're breaking a rumor. No, they're not.
That was kind of mean. He was using her, even though, like, I called it weeks ago. Like, that was mean.
It was mean. It was.
And then he stuck her with the bill. He could have at least gone halvesies.
At least he could have gone halvesies, yeah.
It's Valentine's Day.
It is Valentine's Day, yes. All right, a couple things that happened on this show. AJ Styles battled Damian Priest for the United States Championship. Damian Priest would get the win. I was expecting, the match was fine, but it was short. I figured we'd get a little more out of it, but that's not what we're planning on doing. So
it was okay. Like, it just, I think maybe they're cooling a little bit on Damian Priest.
Maybe we'll see.
Because again, it's like the character, I'm just not sure what they're doing with the character, right? Because he's walking around full on Undertaker guyliner, and it's like, if you're gonna take him in the direction of the Undertaker, take him in the direction of the Undertaker. I don't think anybody's gonna complain. Like, he could do, it's like the Ghost Rider. It's like a modern interpretation of it, and that's fine. Like, he doesn't have to have the bells and the smoke and the whatnots, but he could still be dark and badass and evil and just do it in his own respect.
He could.
Like, but, you know, this whole switching back and forth thing, it's just like, either do something else with it at this point or do something different. I don't know.
Omos beat the Hurt Business.
And he made it hurt.
He did. We had a gauntlet match to determine who enters last in the Elimination Chamber for the women on Saturday. Rhea Ripley, Nikki Ash, Liv Morgan, Bianca Belair, and Doudrop. All really good stuff.
This is fantastic.
Rhea Ripley looked like a star. Bianca would get the win at the end, but Rhea looked really good. It was a really good gauntlet. Took up a lot of time, which was good. They all got a little bit of time to shine, but Rhea was pretty good tonight. And it's everything and we got a long extended Bianca and Rhea match. I mean, nothing wrong with that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Nothing wrong with that at all. Like, Rhea showed up and showed out, which is not necessarily a great thing for her on Sunday, but she looked really, really good in this match. Everybody did.
The Alpha Academy beat the Mysterios. You had Miz and Marisa ringside during the match. Miz would lay out Rey Mysterio after Marisa had a distraction. And Rey and Miz are going to go at it on Saturday.
I mean, I can think of worse things.
We had it was, who was it? The Street Profits taking on the Dirty Dogs. But there was an interesting fella at commentary. One Tommaso Ciampa continuing his feud, pushing the feud with Dolph Ziggler.
I mean, if this is how you're going to bring Ciampa up, okay. We're all fine with it. But yeah, it's like, oh, hi, Tommaso. There you are.
He was protecting his house NXT. And, you know, we'll see if Ziggler shows up tomorrow night at Vengeance Day. We'll have to see. So, Alexa Bliss had her final two segments air tonight. She's been recovering, as we've been documenting over the last few weeks, and the therapist brought back the remnants of the original Lily doll and put them in a replica. And at the end of the night, Alexa looked more normal. She's been cured as long as she has Lily by her side.
Well done. Well, you knew they had to reincorporate the doll somehow, because the doll has been selling like gangbusters. So it makes complete sense that, like, she would get the doll back.
Yeah.
And I think we even said that when they destroyed the doll, it's like, well, they just sell them on shop. She could just literally go get another one.
But she's cured, and she's cured enough to be a part of the Elimination Chamber on Saturday.
See, this throws a wrench into WrestleMania.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
You've got six contenders for Becky, but you've got really five solid shots at Becky, and Alexa coming in, that makes a very curious mix, because I think we've all wanted, like, Becky versus Rhea, Becky versus Bianca, Becky versus Doudrop, you know, but now Becky versus Alexa? Especially crazy bitch Alexa? For the title.
A lot of on that one.
Like, they've got two nights to fill, and they want to do big marquee matches, and they've got some marquee matches there that they could go with.
They have a lot of marquee matches they could go with, yeah.
So we'll have to keep our eye on that one.
Yeah. Then we have the contract signing between Lita and Becky, and Becky did not come out looking like herself. She was disheveled. She hasn't slept all week because she's been thinking about her teenage idol assaulting her last week, and she said she would put it all aside, but Lita just walked away right now. Becky was blaming the fans for being happy when they're miserable. And Lita asked the crowd, should she tear up the contract? She's not back for one more match. She has an entire run left in her, a championship run. Whether Becky likes it or not, the match is happening. Becky told the people, remember Lita with a smile on her face, because once she's done with her, they will all remember with a tear in the eye. Lita remembered Becky saying that there would be no Becky if not for Lita. She said it's on her end to whatever Lynch has become, and she said she would become champion on Saturday. Intrigue, the setup. They're building it well.
This was so, so good. Like, they both played their parts very well. I'm ready for this match. I want to see how this is going to go, because this is going to be really good.
So, last week on Monday Night Raw, Kevin Owens talked about how Texas was big for him. He talked about how, you know, Houston was important to him and all this stuff, and, you know, Houston's behind him, Texas is behind him, etc. People, the WWE apparently ran a poll whether they believed him. And then Kevin cut an anti-Texas promo on Monday Night Raw saying he'd, you know, basically doesn't need Texas, you know, and everything that. He said if North America was a human body, Texas would be its ass. So, what does that... I wonder what it means. I don't know. Does anyone in chat can answer me this question? What does it mean? Or should we say just who... Who does it actually mean? I mean, I think it's very obvious who it means. It's a rattlesnake. He's from Texas. It's stunners. It's by gods.
Yeah. I mean, there's class breaking.
It seems like, chat, Stone Cold Steve Austin is coming to WrestleMania to deliver a Stone Cold Stunner to Kevin Owens. However, there's a chance that it's more than just a stunner. If that happens, there's some tickets, brother.
Yeah. Like we just said, they have two nights they have to fill. They need marquee matches. They need names. And it's WrestleMania. It's WrestleMania in Dallas. They have, what, over 100,000 tickets? per night that they have to sell. So they need to fill that building, and Steve Austin's possibly final match in Texas against Kevin Owens.
I think that's a good possibility.
I think that's a great possibility. I think a lot of people would be down for it. I mean, I would be curious. Even if it won't be long, if they do it, and it's nothing is confirmed, the only thing that's been somewhat confirmed is that there have been talks. It's been thrown around. Austin has apparently been approached, but nobody really knows for sure, so take this all with a grain of salt. But it's buzzworthy that it's like Owens versus Austin. I just for the mic work, like, Jesus, can you imagine? Like, just let them go.
You asked to check Kenny Russell. Is it safe for him too?
Nobody knows.
It's been 19 years.
Here's the thing. Edge is back. Brian is back.
Christian's back.
Like, they've all been retired. They were all gone for, let's see, Edge was gone for what, 7 years?
Yeah.
Like, seven seems to be, Christian was about the same, Brian wasn't as long, but his was more concussions versus neck. You know, Nikki came back and wrestled. Nikki has a very similar problem.
Lita is wrestling on Saturday. She had neck surgery. She's done. She had the Austin neck surgery. Sting's wrestling in the other company.
Yeah, like, I mean, it...
If protected, it's okay, because it's one time, one match, with a safe worker.
Yeah. Kevin will take care of him. Kevin will probably do the majority of the bumping, because Austin will come out.
Because remember a Steve Austin match. It's punching. It's kicking. It's him selling the punching and the kicking. He wasn't a big bump guy toward the last couple of years of his career.
Yeah, it's him doing the little press thing where he lands on top of the guy and he's punching him, and then it's, you know, him doing the oh hell yeah, and he throws his fists up in the air and he stomps around the ring, and then he goes in for the stunner and either misses or he gets the stunner.
Yeah, so it's Austin's a lot of moving and shaking and bells and whistles, and you can do a lot to mask limitations of a guy who hasn't wrestled in 19 years. I'm cool with it happening if it happens. We'll see if it does. But that's the story out there, so we had to talk about it.
If it happens, it's very likely Kevin has either gone down or will go down after Elimination Chamber, or possibly even during Chamber, to work with Austin, to feel him out, to see how this goes. Like, that's generally what they do for these bigger matches, is they will have someone go work with the legacy talent. Like, people worked with, like, Curtis Axel worked with The Rock when The Rock was going to wrestle. Who was it that went down and worked with Taker?
I don't remember. They've had people go for everybody.
Yeah, it's like they'll send somebody down for them to work with.
Here, Ronda.
So they can get ready.
Ronda just worked with Ember to get ready.
Yeah.
So.
And she was working with Natty before that. So if Austin's good to go, like, if they can get him clear, then they will send him someone to work with and they'll get him ready. Like, they, because here's the thing. They saw what happened with Goldberg and it was probably a bit of an embarrassment. And so they want to make sure that it's good to go and it's not terrible. Because I think even with Goldberg coming back, it's like, no. So we're not going to have you pull the same shit that you pulled before. We want this to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to make sure it's good. If you're going to work, we're going to make you work, kind of thing. So, yeah, I could completely see them sending someone to Austin, or Kevin going to Austin personally and being like, all right, let's put this together.
Yeah, so we'll see.
We'll see.
So Monday Night Raw opened with MVP and Bobby Lashley talking about the Elimination Chamber. It was interrupted by Seth Rollins, who was then interrupted by Riddle, who was in his toga, because there was a broga party today. You had Austin Theory, you had AJ Styles. Everyone was claiming their spot. Riddle would invite certain people to come to his party. Lashley would then address everyone, saying they all don't have a chance, including Brock Lesnar. So the cowboy himself, Brock Lesnar, shows up, puts his jacket and hat on Austin Theory, and gets face to face with Lashley. Austin Theory would jump him. Austin Theory would get his ass whooped. And Lesnar took a selfie,
which went out on Instagram, and it was fantastic.
It was fantastic.
Yellowstone Cowboy Brock is probably my favorite thing ever. I hate it so much.
He is the best Brock of all Brocks.
Like, this is just, I hate how much I like this. They made me like Brock Lesnar. It's so damn rude.
Mm-hmm.
But it's good. It's one of the best things on their TV right now.
It is. We had the Broga Party, which was then ended by Alpha Academy. And then your main event was Seth Rollins and Randy Orton, which saw the Alpha Academy get involved after the RKO was hit. Riddle would come down, all distractions leading to Seth Rollins hitting the stomp and getting the win.
This was really good.
The main event was really good, yeah. But yeah, all this stuff was really good.
I kind of wouldn't mind seeing a feud between this Seth and this Randy. I would actually be down for that.
I think a lot of us would be.
Like, it because it would get psychological really, really quick. And I personally love psychological feuds, and I just have not had enough of them. I've missed them, and so, like, Seth's whole mind games with Roman and everything that happened there was like, yes, do more of that. And what Becky's doing, playing with people, it's like, yes, do more of that.
Mm-hmm.
I would be okay with that, but just the whole presentation of Seth and Randy the way that they are right now, I would want to see the feud. But yeah, the match was fantastic. Like, you don't expect anything less, and they did a good job protecting them at the end with the interruption and everything like that.
For the Raw, whatever, the WWE Raw Talk, They got the Kevin interviewer in a toga. I sent you a picture. It's perfect.
He was at the party in the toga.
Was he?
Yeah. He was in the first or second segments.
He was
in the beer pong segment.
Oh, he was. I missed him.
Yeah, he was in the beer pong segment. But yeah, he's in the toga. I didn't quite understand the reason for the toga party.
Because they won the quiz bowl. And it's a college thing. So it's like Riddle is creating the college atmosphere.
Okay, then. But Zelina showed up and showed out. And her looking all queenly with her crown and her cup. Like, yes. Like, go off.
You do you.
You do you, man. She looked good. But yeah, I guess, for me, the toga party was kind of a miss because I didn't get the reference of the toga party because I didn't go to that kind of college. Don't judge.
Judging.
But, like, it was fine. It was entertaining. I guess I just didn't see the point of it.
It's Riddle comedy. It was fine. Weird that was the heels that mainly dressed up, but, you know, it's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But that be Raw.
That be Raw.
Thursday night, The Rock is live at 10 p.m. Eastern to preview The Chamber.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news, notes, NXT, all your favorites, and we're talking Elimination Chamber, which airs this Saturday around noon Eastern, so check it out. It will be on Peacock in the U.S. and the WWE Network everywhere else that has it, and I believe Fine Live Event Providers, or whatever the hell it's called now, buy your tickets now.
Wherever you get your premium live events.
Whatever it's called now, I don't know. But yeah, we'll be previewing all of that. So it's The Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WallTalkRadio.com.
We will be reviewing it the following Thursday. Saturday night, midnight edition, another edition, SuperRare.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, they will review the Elimination Chamber. So join Brant, Tim, and Casey as they review Elimination Chamber this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday at 11 p.m. Eastern for the Raw Post Show. Tomorrow night on YouTube at 10 Eastern, Lindsay goes live.
That's right. The much anticipated 2.5 update of Genshin Impact drops. And so we will be going through that, beginning challenges, all that fun stuff, and rolling. That's right. Rock and I are going to be spending in-game money. I'll be probably be spending real money. But we'll be spending in-game money to roll for the brand new banner of Yay Miko. We'll be doing character playthroughs, all that good, happy stuff. So it'll be live around 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on YouTube, linsward.rockradioshow.com, or search me out, Linz Ward, on YouTube. Follow me on Twitter, @LinzWard, to get notified of when I'm going live. And, you know, Rock will put out updates on the WTR live Twitter, too. But follow me.
Follow her. I'll be there, too.
We're going to make Rock spend money. It's going to be awesome.
In-game money.
In-game money, not real money, we're going to make him spend money. We're going to make him roll.
We're going to roll, so don't miss that. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link is huge for discounts called Prime Gaming. Support channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use credit card Rockstock or
Linz M. Ward
in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are #EpicPartners.
And before you plug more stuff. Stone Cold had a ring built in his house in August.
How does anybody know that?
Because High Spots put it out in August.
Maybe he just wanted a ring.
Why would anyone just want a wrestling ring?
Maybe he likes to roll around in it. I don't know. Doesn't Taker still have one somewhere? Does he still have it in the ski shop? I don't know.
I don't know. But why would someone have a ring? I don't know. Anyway, you want to plug more stuff or you're good?
I think that's everything I can plug, so.
Follow her. We'll see you tomorrow on YouTube. We'll see you Thursday for the rack. Right back here for the Raw Post Show every Monday night along the airways of Wild Talk Radio Network. Right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.